morning. This is Alisa Halpern-Paul, president of the District Policy Group. It's fun to be kicking off our inaugural podcast this sunny Monday, March morning with Kara Gaynor. Kara is our senior research and policy analyst at the District Policy Group at Drinker Biddle. The Medicare Payment Advisory Commission met last Thursday and Friday. Kara was there both days. So, Kara, let's start with, what was the top takeaway?
I think one of the most significant takeaways is that the unified post-acute care payment system will likely be implemented a lot sooner than many of us previously imagined. Just last year, the thinking was that we wouldn't see the payment system fully online until possibly 2027. However, based on last week's conversation, that timeline has been significantly bumped up. The commission continues to be focused on amending the current regulatory requirements for each post-acute care facility to ensure they can be successful under this new payment system. Commissioners also discussed allowing a 3-year transition period to allow providers the chance to get up to speed. I also would note that drug prices continue to be a hot-button issue for the commission, as evidenced by their ongoing conversations in the Medicare Part B and Part D space. And while some commissioners expressed an interest in further addressing drug price issues, Executive Director Mark Miller reminded commissioners during this most recent meeting that the commission put out recommendations in last year's June report to Congress designed to address and constrain both Part B and Part D drug price increases, and will do so again this year. Drug prices obviously are of interest to Congress and the Trump administration as well, so I imagine we'll continue to see more recommendations in the future.
Wow, those are actually two big issues. We could probably spend an hour each on those, but in the interest of time, we'll have to bookmark those and keep our clients and others apprised of future discussion. So what surprised you most about the recommendations or last week's discussion?
One of the most interesting things is that MedPAC is examining ways to improve Medicare Part B drug payments and actually is developing policy proposals to rein in those drug price increases. They currently are focused on improving the average sales price, or ASP, system, and actually they also have developed an idea for a new voluntary program, the Drug Value Program, or DVP, as an alternative to the ASP system. The commission's hope is that they could incentivize providers to enter the DVP, which would use private vendors to negotiate drug prices and then actually offer providers shared savings opportunities.
That's a really interesting development and a new concept that I'm certain that not only you and I want to know more about, but probably others who are in the room. We'll have to keep our eyes and ears on those very closely. Another thing that you mentioned to me that was a surprise for you in listening last week was there was a pretty significant discussion, it sounds like, on premium support. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, as I had mentioned to you, on Friday morning, MedPAC examined the premium support model, which is an alternative to the current Medicare model, and they discussed it for almost 3 hours. However, at the beginning of the discussion, Chairman Crosson took it upon himself to note that the commission has not taken a position on whether premium support is a good direction for the future of Medicare. However, because they are aware that policymakers are examining this area, the commission believes their analysis of premium support could be helpful to Congress's thought process. Interestingly enough, this is the first time since I've been attending MedPAC meetings that the commission is weighing in on an area simply because Congress has expressed an interest, specifically shifting the current Medicare system to one of premium support, and MedPAC has taken it upon themselves to assist Congress on this particularly complex topic, which I have to admit was extremely hard to follow, especially for 3 hours on a Friday morning. So we can expect to see a chapter on this topic in the June report to Congress, which outlines the modeling aspects that Congress should take into consideration when designing a premium support model.
Kara, thanks for flagging that. I think that's going to be a topic of particular interest to our clients and other healthcare industry stakeholders, especially because it's a key part of the Better Way healthcare agenda put forward by Speaker Ryan. So thanks for flagging it and keeping your ears to the ground on future developments and discussions. So not everybody like you attends the MedPAC meetings and has been following them for 3 years in your case, and for my case, since 1997 when the commission was created, probably longer than I should admit on a public recording here. But for those people who aren't as close to the MedPAC process and who the commissioners are and what they discuss, what should people be looking for next?
Well, in the immediate future, everyone should be on the lookout for MedPAC's March report to Congress, which should come out prior to St. Patrick's Day. The March report to Congress comprises MedPAC's recommendations related to Medicare fee-for-service payment systems, the Medicare Advantage program, and the Medicare Prescription Drug Program, or Part D. Each chapter within the March report is based upon the conversations the Commission held between September to January and includes their recommendations to Congress, which the Commission voted upon in January. So those recommendations are generally related to the payment adequacy of current Medicare fee-for-service payment policy for acute care hospitals, physicians and other healthcare professionals, ambulatory surgical centers, outpatient dialysis facilities, skilled nursing facilities, home health care, inpatient rehabilitation facilities, long-term care hospitals, and hospice services.
That certainly sounds like virtually everyone in the healthcare industry, so pretty much everybody should be paying attention and attending the meetings, and if not, certainly listening to our podcasts and reading the reports that you put forward afterwards, which we appreciate. Tell me a little bit, just as we look forward in the calendar, beyond the March report, what's next for MedPAC and what else should we be looking at with respect to the 2017 calendar?
Sure. So MedPAC will meet one more time in early April, actually April 6th to 7th, and evaluate and make final recommendations related to various Medicare topics, including Medicare Part B drug payment policy, premium support, and the Unified Post-Acute Care Payment System, which I referenced earlier. These recommendations will appear in the June report to Congress, which MedPAC is mandated by law to produce every year. And the Commission's April meeting will actually conclude the 2016 to 2017 MedPAC public meeting season until it resumes once again in early to mid-September.
Great. So it sounds like we have a March report, then we have an April meeting with a podcast and a brief report from you afterwards, the June report, and then we all get a little bit of a break for the summer, and then we'll be back at this in September. Well, thanks, Kara. This has been terrific, and I appreciate you joining us for our inaugural podcast. We welcome suggestions for future topics for District Policy Group podcasts and wish everyone a great day. Thanks, Elisa.